as you continue to relax, finding yourself in a wonderfully relaxing position, a place where you can be undisturbed for just a little while, a place where you're free to simply let go. Simply close your eyes down now if you haven't already. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, send a wave of relaxation out across your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And let's do that one more time. Nice deep breath in. And another wave of relaxation. Just relaxing you further and further down. That's good. That's good. Another thing about relaxation is that there is no bottom to it. There's no place where you need to stop. So let's continue to relax even more. And send another wave of relaxation. And just feel every muscle, every nerve, every fiber release and just let go. Letting go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Simply allow yourself to relax. Simply enjoy the comfort and the peace of this moment. There's nothing to do, nothing to worry about. Not right now. Right now is your time. Just your time to really relax and really let go. Simply allow yourself a moment of absolute tranquility. A moment where you can allow all the sounds around you to simply fade into the distance. Allow the sounds of your own mind to simply fade into the distance. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper until it's just you and your breathing. Breathing in. Breathing out, simply focusing on your breathing, allowing everything else to simply fade away, fading away as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper, relaxing every muscle, every nerve, every fiber, and really let go, and really let go. As you continue to relax, relaxing deeper and deeper with every gentle breath, simply find yourself now at the top of a set of stairs. Now at the top of the set of stairs is where you're at. But looking down at the bottom of the stairs, you can see it's a wonderful, relaxing existence. Relaxing marvelously and wonderful once you've reached all the way at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm going to help you to find your way there. And what I'll do is simply this. In a moment, I'll ask you to begin walking downstairs. And as you do, I'll count from 10 down to 1. By the time I reach 1, you should be at the bottom of the stairs, very peaceful and very relaxed. And now as I begin counting, begin allowing yourself to just drift deeper and deeper, walking downstairs at 10, and 9, and really relax. 8 and 7 and really let go. That's good. Going further and further down. Further and further down at 6 and 5. Way down. About halfway down now. Continuing to relax with each and every halfway down now, sinking even deeper and deeper. Relax at 4 and 3 and really let go. That's good. 3, 2, almost there. Almost there now. 1 and way down. Really let go. Let go and just feel every muscle relax from the top of your head all the way down your body, across your shoulders, down your spine, past your hips, past your thighs and your legs, down through your ankles and all the way down to the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes. Just really let go. That's good. That's good. And even though you're in a much more relaxed and deep state now than you were when we began, there's still another level. Another level into nice deep trance that I'd like you to get to. What's the place where you want to go? It's a place where all of your possibilities, it's your own place of possibilities, a place where anything you want can be imagined, can take place. And now you're so relaxed, feeling so comfortable, peaceful, tranquil and at ease. From this point, I wouldn't ask you to walk anywhere. I'm going to ask you to walk, and even so much as to lift a foot to go deeper. Now, at this point, there's an escalator. An escalator that you're standing in front of. Just see yourself standing in front of an escalator, getting ready to carry you down to the deep levels of relaxation. Knowing that as soon as you've reached the bottom, you'll be at a wonderfully relaxed, deeply comfortable and hypnotized place. A place where you surrender to your own place of possibilities, where anything you can imagine become your reality. A wonderful place, place of your own design. I'm looking forward to that even now, stepping onto the escalator. It's there to carry you easily, effortlessly, further and further down. It's beginning to descend deeper and deeper now, 10 and 9, way down. And 8 and 7, relaxing further, more deeply, more peacefully. 6 and 5, halfway there now. Halfway there, 4 and 3, so tranquil, so peaceful. So very comfortable. Now all the way down. 2, 1. Way down. And really let go. And really let go. Now there's an amazing truism. It's true for all people. And that's simply this. That the more often you do a thing, the better and better at it you become. It's true in life, it's true for all people, it's also true for hypnosis. The more you practice, the more you allow yourself to simply relax, the better and better at relaxing you become. So the next time that you wish to go through hypnosis, either with me, or somebody else, or even on your own in self-hypnosis, you'll find that this wonderfully relaxing deep level, this deep level is where you'll simply find yourself easily, effortlessly, instantly slipping right into anytime you know that it's safe and appropriate time for you to go into hypnosis. You won't have to worry about it or try for it. Simply be there. Easy, effortless, even instant. As soon as you know it's a safe and appropriate time for you to do so, simply close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and lights go out, and you're in a nice, wonderful, deep state of hypnosis. Even deeper now. That's good. That's very good. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing further and further with each and every gentle breath. As you breathe in nice fresh oxygen. And as you breathe out, all tensions of the day melt away. Down through your body. Your mind releasing thought, releasing tension, even the slightest apprehension or stress, wherever it may be. It's instantly and immediately released and melted right down through your body. It feels as though you're actually releasing it down through the soles of your feet. Way down. And really let go. And really let go. That's good. Even deeper. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing more and more. Always relaxing even deeper. Even deeper now. And now, as you continue to relax deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, I'm going to begin talking about something that's been bugging you. The whole reason that you're here today has to do with your concern for driving. Really, a nervousness, and even a fear of simply driving your car. Of simply getting behind the wheel and getting from one place to the next. From where you are to wherever it is you want to go. Comfortably and confidently. And here's the thing. You know, there's simple mechanics behind simply driving a car. But you already know what these mechanics are. You know how to carry your hands on the steering wheel. Very familiar with using the gas, accelerating, using the brake to stop. Even the rules of how to drive comfortably and safely. Checking your mirrors, using your seat belt. All of these things are very comfortable for you. There's nothing that's going to keep you from enjoying a drive. Nothing that's mechanical like that, because you're already aware of what it takes. It's as simple as walking from here to there. It's simply getting in the car and being comfortable driving. But from this point forward, you're going to realize more and more how really comfortable you can feel behind the wheel of a car, driving wherever it is you'd like to go. You see, understanding the mechanics of actually driving the car, it's something that you had for a long time. ability that you've taken, you've known how to use for some time now. The skills of watching the mirrors, of using the turn signals and steering the car, accelerating and braking, are all skills that you've long since developed. And you can feel very comfortable and confident in your ability to navigate the car wherever you want it to go, safely, confidently, each and every time. See, even now, I'd just like you to relax deeper and deeper and deeper. And as you completely relax, I'd like you to simply imagine yourself sitting in the front seat, in the driver's seat, if you will, of a car. And this car could be any car, one that you have enjoyed, or one that you own, or one that you used to own. It doesn't matter. Imagine yourself sitting in the driver's seat of the car. Now, you know exactly what to do from here. You simply put on the seatbelt, turn the ignition, make any adjustments that you need to for the seat and the mirror so that you're comfortable right there in the driver's seat. So imagine yourself doing those things, getting yourself ready to take the car out for a drive, a comfortable, leisurely drive. That's good. Now, imagining yourself in the driver's seat, the engine's already humming, it's already been turned on, nothing to do except to simply put the car into gear and allow it to continue to begin to move. And you know exactly how the car is going to move. It's not going to surprise you when the car begins to move forward if you have it in drive. It certainly wouldn't surprise you for the car to go backwards if you have it in reverse, because you fully expect those things to happen. The only thing you need to worry about doing now is simply putting your foot on the brake to control its motion, put the car into gear, and allow it to begin to move. That's right. Imagine now that you're moving comfortably, relaxed, driving down the road, easily and effortlessly, accelerating just up to the speed limit, and driving very comfortably. There's traffic maybe around, or maybe it's open road. It doesn't matter. Because the truth is that you know exactly what you're doing to control your car at all times. You know how to watch at the horizon. Watch all the way at the horizon, as far as you can see, always looking for any trouble spots that may come up so that you have adequate and comfortable time to respond to those things. You see, as you're driving along, you wouldn't want to look just beyond the hood or just to the next car in front of you, because if something happened further up, it would give you a limited amount of time to respond to it. No, instead, you want to take in the entire view of everything that's ahead of you. So you look to the horizon, all the way up, as far as you can see on the road. Because if there's going to be a problem, that's where it's going to happen. And if there's anything between that horizon and you that's going to be an area for concern or caution, you'll see it instantly because you're taking in the entire scene. Taking in the entire landscape, always allowing you to feel more comfortable and more confident in exactly what's going on. And that way, should anything take place further up the road, you simply respond. Maybe it's simply changing from one lane to the next. Or perhaps it's time to apply some of the brake. But you can do it easily and comfortably as long as you're looking further up the road so that there's no surprises. Now, your reaction time is also improving. It's increasing all the time. And so that should there be some reason why you need to apply the brakes quickly and definitely, and your feet will move instantly and automatically, keeping you safe from danger and reacting the appropriate measures. You're not going to overreact. You're not going to slam on the brakes because of something that's happening 50 yards ahead of you. But you will react responsibly. From this point forward, you'll always react in comfortable time, responsibly and quickly, effectively. efficiently. That's what you're going to do. And you're going to continue to do it all the time by simply monitoring what's going on around you. Just like you monitor your car, making sure that the temperature is the right level, it's not too hot, not staying too cold. There's a gauge for oil pressure, you might check on that. And of course, you always check to make sure that there's plenty of gas in the tank, so that's never a problem. Just as much as you regularly check those, you'll simply check everything else. You'll check the mirrors behind you, to your side, looking from time to time before you make a turn and emerge a lane from left to right, making sure there's nothing in your blind spots so that you can easily stay in control, maintaining confident, comfortable control over the vehicle at all times. And even as all of this continues to relax you deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, sense a growing confidence in your ability to drive, in your ability to maintain safe control at all times over your vehicle, relaxing deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, and relaxing, enjoying the drive, seeing the entire area around you,
and simply feeling at your best. Cool, calm, relaxed, feeling so wonderful. And now you can simply relax deeper and deeper, allowing all of these truths and suggestions to simply seal themselves in perfectly and permanently in your mind, body, and being. Now in just a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at 5, eyes open, feeling wonderful, refreshed, alert, alert. Now take a nice deep breath in, smile, and enjoy the rest of your day.